Welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to health care. And I'm Lisa Prather. Good morning, Dr. Prather.
Good morning, Lisa.
Well, today we're going to continue our series on weight loss and specifically talk about the importance of exercise. And we have a special guest with us, John Prather. Good morning, John Prather.
Good morning.
And John is a certified athletic trainer, and he's going to help us with the show today on the importance of exercise in weight loss. Dr. Prather, how important is exercise for losing weight?
Oh, it's one of the things that I'm sure that John can answer a little bit better than I am. He's a lot better along those exercise lines. Exercise can be something that is a very, very helpful type of area for weight loss. How important do you think it is?
It is the absolutely most important thing to be doing if you want weight loss goals reached. You see a lot of people just trying to do a quick, easy way, but exercise is the number one way to lose weight, gain muscle, and look good.
You know, it's you're talking about something that's a little bit harder to do. Is there some type of magic formula for just kind of waving and then getting those muscles that, you know, you got that beach body that you're looking for?
Even though it's advertised and it said there's things out there that say that in 90 days, 60 days, you can lose all this weight, all this fat. Overall, you just have to do exercise. There's no magic pill. There's no shot you can take that will just wipe away all the fat. Unfortunately, it takes hard work to get to a body that you require.
What is sort of your personal journey along your exercise type of guru type of status, shall I say?
Well, I don't know about guru. I started working out consistently after, I think it was my senior year of high school, right after the football season. I was about 300 and some pounds. I was an offensive lineman. Pretty big guy. I had some muscle, but nothing you could see. It was definitely a offensive line body. I started with P90X. I did all 90 days. I lost some weight through there. And through that, I started loving working out. I got a gym membership, and I just started going at it, going every day, starting to fall more and more in love with it, working out. And just seeing the results every time I went in, I got a coach, and he taught me even more how to lift, a personal trainer coach. And he just showed me different techniques that I should use to even get more muscle and get a more body
benefit
that I want. Yeah,
more benefit
from the workouts itself. So from there, I kept going, and I'm still going today.
Well, great, great. And what are some of the benefits that you've seen from your journey on your exercise?
More muscle, less fat, what everyone wants, right? And overall, I've just seen a better health attitude and even determination in my life.
Okay, and in your personal opinion, the exercise is really the key for losing weight.
Yes.
And getting the body that you want.
Yes, the exercise is critical. I know not everyone has time for it, but it is definitely critical to try to get some kind of exercise in it.
Now, you're talking about, you know, I think that's some of the things that you're looking at, you know, time-wise. You know, people have restrictions on time, and you know, are there cheats that you can kind of get the maximum amount for the time that you have, and how much time do you actually need to kind of devote to the exercise to actually get the benefits?
Well, for exercise, I mean, for some people, you see people going to the gym 3 days a week, everything like that, and you hear people saying, I don't have time, I don't have time. Well, those people have the same 24 hours in a day that you may have. So it's important for them to realize and try to make time in just 45 minutes a day or three times a week. It will do wonders for you and your body.
Oh, okay. So you think for about 45 minutes, three times a week, you can actually make some difference?
Yes. Yes, you can definitely make some difference in your body and see results from that.
Okay. What about, do people need some training along those lines? I mean, how should people approach this?
Well, it depends, I believe, on age, just how you should approach. Lifting. There's for younger people, for middle age. There's always the internet, YouTube videos. Now make sure that it's a good source as far as looking at those exercises and form. But also looking at a personal trainer or getting someone that knows what they're doing, as far as a friend to kind of show you what you should be doing, would be the best. I wouldn't just go in and start moving weight, throwing it around, things like that.
Okay, because one of the things is that you use the P90X, and actually Lisa, your mom and my wife, actually bought it for me.
Yeah, right.
I gave a little bit of a try on it and was wondering if I was ready for the hospital or not.
Yeah.
For guys in their 50s like me, what's a good way to kind of approach it? Should I go gung-ho? Should I just kind of approach it gradually? What would you recommend? I'm not quite sure if P90X is really the best thing for me.
Well, you listen to your body, which is definitely important. P90X is definitely can be extreme for people. So it's not for everybody. Not every method is for everybody. Some people love to go gung-ho. Some people just need to go into the gym or at home. And what's very important is just having that mind muscle connection, knowing what body part you want to work and feeling the burn just in that body part.
Okay. Now, your personal exercise program, do you mind sharing it?
My program that I use?
Yeah.
Now, I'm a little bit more extreme because I'm getting ready for a bodybuilding show this June.
Okay.
But what I do is I work out 6 days a week.
And 6 days a week.
6 days a week.
That's why I don't see you very much.
Yeah, that's a little bit more extreme. And what I do is I separate each body part with a day, so that body part gets enough rest. I don't do a full upper body and a full lower body day because you don't really get benefit, the kind of benefit I want just from doing that. So I isolate each muscle.
Okay, so you can over-exercise?
You can definitely over-exercise when you're first starting out, and you definitely need to build up a tolerance for lactic acid and also a tolerance for how much weight you can do.
Okay, good. Now, you have definitely different goals than the average person.
Right.
How important are goals that actually influence your exercise?
Goals are definitely important to have. Depending on the goal, is going to depend on how you're going to approach an exercise program. With certain goals, weight loss, things like that, compared to wanting to put on more muscle, the weight is going to vary. How long you're going to be in the gym is going to vary. The types of lifts you're going to do will vary. There's so many different ways when you walk into a gym that you can train. So I definitely would consult with a physician and a personal trainer to kind of figure out what program is going to be best for you and your goals.
Okay. So you would have a much different type of program for me than for yourself.
Yes, yes, much different.
Well, you don't have to emphasize it quite so much.
Don't want you getting hurt. So I have to fix patients.
So steps that people can actually take out there would be, first off, probably figuring out what your goals are.
Yes. Writing them down, saying them out loud, letting other people know will definitely keep you on track for those goals. It's very important because you hear people say, oh, yeah, I want to do this, I want to do that. And that's wonderful and great. But if you're telling people, and you're writing it down, and you're saying it to yourself, you're more likely to keep track of them.
Okay. And then what would be the next step that you would say? Once you've got your goals, how would you proceed from there?
I would go and see about a personal trainer or go to the internet, look up look up ways to reach those goals and find some program that works for you.
Okay. I think probably one of the most important things is trying to avoid injury.
Yes, yes. A lot of people need to train smarter in the gym. A lot of people are just throwing around the weights, and that's very dangerous, and they don't understand how to properly use a weight so they don't get hurt. So, again, seeing videos, watching how it's supposed to be done, the internet is great for that, and just training very smart and doing your research, that's definitely important.
Because I've had people come into my office, quite a few, who decided to get, you know, all fixed up.
Yeah.
And we had to send them to the hospital.
Yeah.
You know, because they went out. Are there certain types of programs out there that you need to be really careful of? Higher chance of injury?
The biggest thing you should avoid is ego lifting.
Ego lifting.
Yes. You may look big, you may be huge, but do not throw as much weight as you can. Be smart, work the muscle that you're supposed to.
Well, this month we'll be giving away a free 60-minute massage at a relaxing spa at the Prather Wellness Center to one of our Facebook fans. For your chance to win a free massage, enter the random drawing on our Facebook page, which you can find at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Welcome back to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Today we're continuing our series on weight loss, and we have a special guest, John Prather, certified athletic trainer, talking with Dr. Prather about implementing exercise. And I will let you two take it from here.
All right. Now, it seems that weightlifting seems to be your favorite form of exercise. Am I correct?
I do spend.
I don't know why I got that impression.
I don't know either. But, no, weightlifting is definitely my favorite, and I just love it when I go into the gym. And for people with exercise, I think it's important for them to find something that they love. I see people playing racquetball, I see people playing tennis, going swimming. Just find what you're going to love, because if you don't love it, you're not going to be doing it consistently.
Oh, that's a good point. And what is it about weightlifting that you find you get the most benefit out of?
Weightlifting, I find the most benefit just because I don't have to go super heavy weight, and I don't have to put an ego on, and that's what most people don't understand. That's why they don't want to go into the weight section, because they see all these guys throwing around a big weight, screaming, yelling, saying all these things. And it's very intimidating, but with weightlifting, doing the proper form and using the machine to the best of its benefit and feeling the contraction in that muscle, no matter what the weight is what gets you the most benefits as far as losing fat around the muscle and building it up.
Yeah, a very interesting statistic as far as the body, the more muscle that you have, the more calories you actually burn even just doing your normal type of activity.
That is actually correct. I don't know the exact number, but that's one thing as a personal trainer we do bring up to people, is that the more muscle you put on, the more fat you're going to lose.
Okay. And one of the most important things that to actually have a very balanced type of system. You know, one of the things that we measure in the body composition analysis is the ratio of fat to muscle. Because you can even be skinny, and if you've just got fat on you, you actually are throwing off the body's metabolism.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the whole hormonal system changes. You know, if you have too much fat, pH changes. The body does much, much better the more percentage of muscle that you have to fat. I mean, you can have too little fat, but very few people have that problem.
Yeah, yeah. In this day and age, that's definitely true.
That's not really an issue on that. So the more muscle you get, the more fat you burn.
Correct.
So that's a great way to actually maintain your weight.
Yep. Oh yeah. Once you lose fat, it's usually pretty easy to keep that fat off.
Oh okay.
If you're going
that's not really what people find.
Right. If you're going consistently and you're being smart about everything, including how you eat and training with a plan, then you will actually. It's actually pretty easy. To once you get into the shape you want, you will keep up the lifestyle. It's pretty easy for you to stay in shape. It's just as hard to lose weight as it is to gain. It still takes the same amount of time.
Okay.
To gain weight, it still takes the same amount of time as it does to lose weight. You didn't gain the weight overnight.
Okay.
You won't lose the weight overnight.
Now, what is the you talked something about. To me, about mind-muscle connection. What is involved with that?
It's actually very important for me as a lifter and any average Joe going to the gym or working out at home. Mind-muscle connection is actually using your mind when you're working out. Imagine that. What you're doing when you do that is whenever you come into an exercise. I'll use lat pull downs as an example. I believe everyone knows what that is. That's when you sit in the seat and you pull the bar to your chest from above you. And what you're supposed to be working is your lats. But you see people pulling down and crunching in, which then transfers to your shoulders. And people don't realize that that exercise is just meant for your lats. So they're just moving the weight over again. Having that mind-muscle connection, you realize, you think about your lats, you think about, okay, how should I be feeling this? You do the exercise, and you really focus on squeezing and contracting the lats. And that's that mind-muscle connection that everyone actually needs. And a lot of people don't have and don't realize that they need that in the gym to see muscle gains.
Okay. All right. Concentrating on really what you're doing, and that's where someone who could be, a personal trainer can really help you out quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people don't naturally think about that.
Yeah, personal trainers are very good at either touching or pointing out, this is the muscle you're supposed to be working. You're supposed to feel it here.
Okay, because, oftentimes I'll just go down there. I just want to, get the weights down and up,
Yeah, and that's a lot of people's problems, and usually they just need to go with lighter weight. And just focus on where there's, and it's, trust me, it's going to burn, but that's what you want.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And it sounds also like the form is pretty important, too.
The form is very important. You have a lot of patients. I believe the other day, a gentleman came in with crutches, and just over the years, because of his squatting,
right.
He just had a compacted disc.
Oh, yeah.
And again, he probably wasn't using the proper form. He was probably going too heavy. He was doing egotistical lifts instead of just focusing on working that quad and going lighter weight, more reps. Because you see guys in the gym doing 4 reps, 5 reps, just to show off. Well, I definitely suggest between 12 to 15 reps of most everything. That is going to work the muscle. You can't go too heavy in that sort of where you can hurt yourself. And again, where you can find form is talking to a personal trainer or looking on YouTube or the internet. You can find a lot of great videos on how to do something properly because you have no idea how many people squat wrong, even curls wrong, just even doing abs, a simple crunch. You see people just throwing themselves around without even thinking about what they're supposed to be doing.
So form can make a huge difference.
Form can make a huge difference between a huge injury that takes you out of everything for 6 months to seeing a better body.
Okay. All right. So training smart.
That just goes right back to proper form. You just have to have a plan. Just realize that in the gym you do need to think. And I'm sorry if people don't like that, but train smart, again, is not touching weight that you can't handle just yet.
Okay.
12 to 15 reps is definitely what I suggest for anybody starting out.
Yeah, and going probably light at the beginning and then working your way up.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and now, one of the things that I like to do is I follow some of the old, they called them the Royal Court, you know, some of the body exercise. Can you just do some body weight exercises?
You can definitely do some body weight exercises. Now, with body weight exercises, I definitely suggest going a lot more reps, and when I say reps, I mean repetitions. So between body weight exercise, pick something where you're still burning out, where you're still feeling it. Don't just stop whenever you start to feel it. Definitely push through. It should be a good burn, and it just depends from person to person how many body weight exercises they can do.
Yeah, because I think one of the nice things about learning some of the body weight types of exercises is you can do them at home.
Yeah, you can do them right at home. And again, I still suggest 45 minutes, though.
45 minutes, yeah. to actually get some benefit off of that.
To get some real benefit from that, yeah.
Okay. Now, what about flexibility? Is that an important part of one's exercise program?
Flexibility is great. You need flexibility for, one, not getting injured, flexibility for doing the exercises properly, and just overall muscle cramping and just having those sore muscles or things like that. Stretching is definitely important. I definitely suggest between exercises or at the end of an end of a gym session to stretch for at least 10 minutes or so.
Okay. Can you actually over-exercise certain muscles that, you know, you kind of get the body out of balance? Or
you can if you build up too much lactic acid. Now, I'm going to say in today's day and age, many people are a little bit too concerned with that.
Okay.
Many people are saying, oh, I don't want to get too fatigued, everything like that, and they're not training past their comfort zone.
You got to push it a little bit.
You got to push it. If you want the results you want, you got to be able to, willing to push it.
Okay. All right. Very good. Anything else on weightlifting that you would like to throw in there?
Again, that training smart and proper form, I can't reiterate enough.
Okay. One of the things I think people are kind of embarrassed, you know, when they first start out.
Yeah.
You know, how you as probably someone who is, you know, as they stand next to you, is probably one of the reasons they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
How do you encourage them to keep going?
I encourage them that I started out, I had my first day, I embarrassed myself. I still embarrass myself sometimes in the gym. I fall on my face a couple of times, not because of too much weight or being stupid as far as that, but sometimes a bench isn't actually bolted in or something like that.
Yeah, I know. Actually, John, you put me on a new program for this year, and I'm not one that likes weights, but I know I'm in my 50s, how important it is, you know, for bone density and that. But what really helped is for each exercise you gave me, you put a video with it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I ever forget, I take my phone and I play that video so that I do the right form.
Right.
Yeah, and that it's been really helpful and a really great program for me. Well, up next, we'll be talking about the importance of cardio and weight loss. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
America is at peace tonight, and freedom is on the march.
Ah! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Welcome back to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're continuing our series on weight loss. And we have joining us today, John Prather, certified athletic trainer, also our son, we haven't said that yet, who is really an inspiration to us on just what he's done with exercise in his own life, with taking care of his body, the way he eats. So we are kind of an inspiration to us. He put me, like I said, when we were closing out the last segment, on an exercise program, and it's been fun for the first time to do weights. So, but we want to talk about cardio. John, what are the benefits of cardio to weight loss?
Well, let's keep it simple. Cardio helps you lose fat, helps you lose weight, and it helps you look good. And everyone I know wants to look good.
So, what are some of the other benefits of cardio?
Cardio, it depends, again, like I talked about last segment, with good form. People can do cardio with bad form.
You can do cardio with bad form.
You can do cardio.
Oh my goodness, yeah, you're making me scared here. Well, tell me about the bad form.
Okay, well, you see women and men alike bent over the machine. They have their hands on top of the machine. It looks like they're cradling the machine most of the time.
Oh, you mean like a treadmill?
A treadmill, a step mill. I'm talking about strictly in the gym.
Sure.
Or at home if you have any kind of that machinery or something like that. You see them bending completely
but
over.
It's easier if I kind of lean
over. Oh yeah, it's definitely easier. I'm not going to argue with you on that.
But you know, I feel better at that point. I'm teasing.
Yeah, you may feel better. It may feel easier, but actually doing that and bending over, and you're actually putting a lot of stress on your lower back.
Oh, okay.
So if you're bent over holding the machine, the only thing above your legs is that lower back, and each step you're putting pressure on the lumbar.
Okay.
So you need to stand up straight. You can hold on to the machine, don't get me wrong, but usually you hold your arms out in front of you, you stand up straight, and I even focus on contracting the abs. It's a good time to work your abs at that time.
So you can kind of do a little bit of each. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So kind of squeeze the abs.
Abs, stand up straight, and either do a walking pace if you'd like. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're doing a faster pace, of course, you may have to hold on a little bit tighter. But again, fight the urge to completely bend over and put that pressure on the lower back.
Okay. Now, do you need to be careful with cardio?
You do. You do not want to go flying off the machine.
Okay.
Yeah. You do not want to do that. But you need to be careful in the sense you don't want to be muscle wasting with cardio. Okay. Muscle wasting is, if you look at a cross-country athlete versus a track sprinter, you know it's a big difference in their body, correct?
Correct.
You see a lot of cross-country with small arms, small legs, very small body, it almost looks unhealthy. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're running and running all day long, and they're muscle wasting at that point. They're having trouble gaining the muscle because they're burning so many calories that they're eating that the body needs to dip into the muscle to actually get the energy to keep running.
Okay.
But in sprinters, you see big, strong, hard bodies because all they're doing is they eat enough calories to get them through that sprint, but it does not have to pull from those muscles.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, some of the benefits for the cardio is obviously cardiovascular health. You know,
Yes. Cleaning
up all the collateral circulation, mm-hmm. which is a very important part. Your ability to get the oxygen.
Yep.
And you use cardio in your workout.
I do. And I use cardio no matter if I want to add size or if I want to lose weight. Cardio should be done year-round. And I don't think people understand that. They think they only need it when they're trying to lose fat or so. But even when you're gaining muscle, like you said, with the oxygen, allowing more oxygen into your body allows for your muscles to grow because the oxygen goes to those muscles.
Okay.
So, and also it helps with the food that you've eaten to be metabolized faster so it can go into the proper sources. So it can go to the muscles, help regain that strength after you finish exercising.
Excellent. Now, about for your goals, about how much cardio a week do you do?
I do 4 times a week, but I only do it for 20 to 25 minute sessions.
Okay.
Two of the sessions I go to on the treadmill, I do a very high incline. I hold on to the back there and I stand up straight, like I said, work on squeezing the abs, go at a fast walk pace. Then the other one is called HIIT training. High intensity interval training, so HIIT.
Okay.
I get on the step mill, and what I do is for a minute, I do a nice slow pace to lower my heart rate, so I don't do anything crazy, no fast steps. It looks like I'm barely even walking, a little bit slower than even my walk. Then for 30 seconds, I go to a high pace where I'm not falling off the machine, or I'm not bending over the machine, but I am definitely working. I am definitely moving fast. I'm having to get my legs up. I am raising that heart rate. After those 30 seconds, I go back down for a minute and lower my heart rate once again.
Yeah. And again, one thing that I just want to reiterate is everybody who begins any type of exercise program should have a good physical before they start in.
Of course.
You know, just to make sure that, you know, you don't have any hypertension, heart's working properly, no illnesses going on. One of the things is that you are involved in a very high-intensity type of exercise program.
Yes.
And do you seek some medical help during that time?
I do. I come and see you very often.
And what are some of the things that we do just to check on things?
What we do is, of course, I get what we call the Prather profile, and that is a blood workup. And I do that once every 2 months or so. Maybe longer, and that just allows me to keep track of if I'm taking too much protein, if my liver enzymes are okay, if my kidney enzymes are fine. Mm-hmm. Just making sure that I, again, the whole training's smart. Another thing is I do get adjustments by you. Having the bones in place is definitely important as far as with lifting, because you do not want to get an injury, and again, that goes back to training smart.
Sure, and it does make a very big difference. If you're out of place, it's much easier to injure yourself.
Oh, yes.
So trying to avoid injury, making sure that you're actually seeing a doctor before you actually begin any type of exercise program, make sure that there aren't any restrictions, and then having someone who actually helps you out with that to know that your goals are matching up with what you're doing and that you're actually doing your exercises in a reasonable amount.
Yep. Yeah.
Consistent long-term type of exercise is very, very important. Now, different types of cardio. Do you just do the same thing all the time, or do you try to switch it up? Or
again, like for me, I do switch it up just between the two, but those are just for me. Now, different types of cardio can include to doing faster-paced weightlifting, to swimming, to racquetball. Find something, again, that you enjoy for cardio that you can do day in and day out and keep pursuing with that, because that's a great way to hit your fitness goals.
Sure, and cardio is, some of the things that I recommend cardio for, of course. If you're actually looking at almost any kind of cardiovascular disease, cardio exercise is always one of the things that is recommended and has been proven to actually help out with that. Great way to get your blood pressure down. It helps with blood sugar, mm-hmm. because it helps to metabolize the glucose in your system as you're doing that exercise, and it actually allows you to actually clear out the glucose much quicker. So that whole insulin, trying to get that cleared out of your system at a quicker pace. So there's a huge amount of changes along those lines. And also, one of the things is it actually makes hormonal changes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find some benefits in your how you think? How you feel that you actually feel. What are some of the changes that you see for exercise for you?
Definitely some of the changes I see is just a healthier me, more focused, more determined, things like that. I wake up excited for my day, and I just can't wait to hop out of bed to achieve what I want as far as my goals, either in exercise or life. And I believe I attribute a lot of that to being determined with an exercise program.
Okay. Now, for a gentleman like myself who's in the 50s and everything like that.
Give me what your age.
Yeah, hey, watch it. kind of what would you recommend for me?
Well, what I kind of recommend, if you were to go to the gym, I actually recommend what I...
You got to go to the gym.
If you want, or you can stay here. Either way. It's just important for, as far as with cardio, finding something that raises your heart rate to a target heart rate.
Okay.
You can get
What's a target heart rate?
A target heart rate is the heart rate, it's a range for your body that is usually determined by a personal trainer, or it can be determined by, I believe your physician also can determine that. And that's the heart rate you want to stay in for optimal fat loss.
Okay.
So finding, it doesn't matter exactly what cardio you do.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you hit that target heart rate.
Okay.
Do you have a question for Dr. Prather or John about today's show? Go to the voiceofhealthradio.com to ask your question on our Facebook page and watch their video answers to your questions. And while you're there, don't forget to enter our contest for this month, where one of our Facebook fans will win a free 60-minute massage. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Excellence is what makes freedom ring. And isn't that what we do best?
Welcome back to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. And I'm Lisa Prather. We're continuing our series on weight loss. We have a special guest, John Prather, joining us today, a certified athletic trainer, to talk about exercise. And John, what are other benefits of exercise to weight loss?
Well, let's talk about the main benefit. Everyone wants a healthier body, and through exercise, you can really achieve that healthier body. I see a lot of people today taking easier routes, things like that. I see bariatric patients. And, yes, that's great. I'm glad that they lost that weight. I'm glad they feel better about themselves. But it is dangerous to be doing that procedure, and it will shorten your lifespan, in my belief, my personal belief.
And for as you're talking about people, coming in, I mean, everyone has different goals.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has different body types. Let's talk about kids. The children. I mean, how soon should they be doing like regular exercise? What should they be doing? How would you explain?
Well, kids should be playing more than exercising in a gym or doing P90X or something like that. They should be playing outside. They should be, because there's an epidemic going on in our country that kids are getting bigger and bigger and fatter and fatter. We are not allowing them to play and get out there and run around and have a good time. Now, as far as with weightlifting, anything like that, I don't believe any kid should step into a gym and really do weightlifting itself till the age of 16. For reasons such as closing growth plates, they'll take it more as a joke. They can get very seriously injured, and until they realize that it is dangerous to go into a gym and you need to train smart, they shouldn't be in there.
So, actually, weightlifting, getting into that type of a whole program, really shouldn't be done until their skeletal structure is actually matured.
Correct. Now, they can go to places that promote, like, football, things like that, because those are certified trainers, those are certified athletic trainers, those are physical therapists, and they know how to train with kids.
Okay.
They'll keep them busy, they'll keep them running, but kids need to go outside, play, have a good time, throw a football around, things like that, and they should be getting it almost consistently every day. That's why recess is used also, and I believe it should still be used in elementary school.
So are you also a big proponent for physical education in schools?
Yes. I believe it's very important. Again, we're going through an epidemic right now through our country, and when I was an offensive lineman, I was definitely overweight. And again, it's just you finally see yourself after I lost this weight, and I realized, oh my gosh, why did I let myself put on that kind of fat and that kind of weight? So,
sure.
Yeah.
All right. And let's take that right on up. Let's say someone's reaching 16. How should they start to, approach the whole exercise process?
Like I said, how they should approach it is usually if they're playing a sport in high school, they're gonna have a gym class. Like I was growing up, I believe it was called APC, Advanced Physical Conditioning, and we did the main three basic lifts, which is clean or deadlift, squat, and bench. And that's where I believe people should start. That's a good compound movement. Those are three good compound movements to work the entire body. And doing that class, I would hope, and usually the person is a strength conditioning coach and they can teach those kids proper form. Now, if you do not take that class and you want to go into a gym by yourself, I would definitely consult a physician before you start. I would look at YouTube videos. I would even look at maybe finding a personal trainer for you before you start full in with the gym, because you can get very injured, and again, form, being smart is very important.
Okay. And do you think it makes any difference on sports performance?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I wish I had this body when I played football. I would be a D1 recruit for sure. Yeah. It definitely helps with whatever sport you have, cardiovascular health. It helps you run faster, it helps you jump higher, be stronger. Incorporating weightlifting is important.
Okay, great. Now, as you're moving up, let's say you're now in your 20s, how old are you?
I'm 21.
You're 21. Ooh, 21. That's kind of like prime, isn't it?
Yeah.
Prime age. You can kind of go a little bit more after it, can't you?
Yeah, oh yeah. Again, but I can go after it, and I definitely do. But again, a lot of people don't understand this. Take the ego out of the gym. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'3", and I weigh 284 right now. And I don't go into the gym, stack as much weight as I can that I can move. Because I can move, it doesn't mean it's working the right body part. So I can get after it, but I get after it in the way where I am feeling the burn in the muscle.
Okay. Now, as let's say you're moving along and life gets a little bit busier, mm-hmm. with kids and marriage and all that type of thing. Kind of what would you recommend for someone, in their 30s, got kids, busy job? How do you work all that?
You definitely need to make it a priority. I understand kids are very important and your job is very important, but I see people in the gym that have both of that, and some people, there's some gyms out there where they have daycare that you can bring your kid in. Just 45 minutes, drop them off with the daycare, and you can go get your workout in. Or I do this sometimes. I wake up early. The gym usually opens at 5, and I go in at 5, and I get a 45-minute, and you're back before your kids even wake up.
Okay.
So it's realizing that the people who go to the gym, I hear people say, I'm too busy, I have too much work going on, and okay, I understand that, but the people that go to the gym still have the same 24 hours in a day that you do.
Okay. And could a personal trainer put together like a home program?
Yes, they sure can. There's home programs that are great on the internet. Of course, find one that's good for you. You definitely need to listen to your body. Your body's going to tell you what's right and what's wrong. And a sore pain is good. A pain, listen to your body and stop.
Okay. How about now that you're kind of getting a little bit more mature? Uh-huh. You know, the very fine people that are getting along those lines.
It's like wine.
Yeah, absolutely, okay. Absolutely. You know, we're just kind of have that fine tuning at this point in our lives. How would you recommend that we approach it?
Well, a lot of people say I'm too old, everything like that. But like I said,
I didn't say that.
I'm saying some.
I'm teasing.
Like they say, they're too old to get into a gym, and they're intimidated by the age group that usually goes to the gym. Well, like Lisa was saying, I just put her on a program recently, and we don't do anything heavy. We don't do anything crazy. I don't have her crying at the end of the workout. I simply do pick the exercise that will benefit her. I definitely want to burn when she does it, but I don't want her crying by the end and absolutely hating it. I want something that she can keep going with, and that's what you need to find to reach your goals. You need to find something that you can do 3 times a week, 4 times a week, day in and day out, that you love or that you can stand.
Okay, so you know, finding that happy place in there.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I have to say this. I caught Lisa.
Yeah.
Actually, looking in the mirror, making some muscles recently.
Yeah.
So you know, just to say, you know, there's a little bit of enthusiasm going on there. Yeah. That she can see the changes already starting to occur. Now, how about people who are, you know, shall we say, a little bit more elderly? You know, as you get into your, you know, 70s and 80s. You know, okay. Well, you know, what about them for exercise?
Oh, we actually have a patient. She's 90 something. I'm not exactly sure her age, but she's in her 90s, and she is vibrant. She's always excited, everything like that. And I say, well, how do you like that? And she says, well, in my room I have a treadmill, I have some weights, I have the rubber bands actually she uses. Okay. And she says, before I even leave the room, I do my exercises.
Oh, wow!
So it's. Doing exercise and doing cardio at any age, and again, it's to your own body. Everyone's body is different. Everybody's going to have a different reaction with working out. Mm-hmm. But all of it should be beneficial.
And a very interesting thing, they actually went into some rest homes and did some research. Bless you.
Thank you.
And actually started people who were, you know, put in the rest home because, you know, they couldn't function, you know.
Yeah.
And they started it on some light weights, you know, you know, something, and started to build that up and rebuild the muscle. A very interesting thing happened is that they lost about 40% of their patients.
Yeah.
You know, people actually were able to start to make some recovery. There was a tremendous amount of changes that took place in their personal ability to take care of themselves. And very, very, you know, immense changes. And they actually find that the older you are, the greater the health benefits are to exercise.
Yeah, because you see a lot of older folk that bent over or have weak knees or things like that, but building muscle around those joints will definitely help as far as clearing up some of those symptoms.
Sure, and one of the things that was actually good was mental clarity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I definitely got... when I was going through high school, I didn't have the clearest of mental clarity. Of course,
I just thought that was just because you were 15.
Yeah, right. But as I've gone on with working out, everything like that, like I said, I just can't wait to hop out of bed and chase my goals and chase my dreams. And it definitely allows me to go after my life and just have a positive attitude.
Just changes, you know, how you're thinking along those lines. And one thing for older people, prevention of osteoporosis and fractures.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Again, building the muscle around that bone is a shielding for that bone, so it's not as easy to break.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, we're out of time, and thank you, John, especially. It was great to have you on the show. And Dr. Prather, thank you as always. The Prather Wellness Center is located at 8902 North Meridian Street, just north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. You can reach us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. That's thevoiceofhealthradio.com. For The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.